Welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. This is Truth 8. Truth 8 is, you are not a tree. You are not a tree. The late, great Jim Rohn, one of my favorite speakers of all time, he said, if you're not happy with how things are, change it. You're not a tree. I've held on to that for decades. And as a result, I've changed many things in my life when I'm not happy with them. I'm sure you have too. The reason I share it with you is because we're not trees. This is a tree. It's just opposite my home. I love this tree. It's a magnificent tree, but it's still just a tree. What I mean by that is this tree can't think, certainly as far as we know. It can't make decisions. It doesn't have choices. It's a tree. It can stand noble and proud and sturdy and strong, but it's still a tree. As far as we know, it doesn't have hopes and dreams and goals and aspirations. It can't be anything else but a tree. No matter what happens, whatever changes, it will always be a tree. We're not like that. You'd be surprised how many people I meet in public forums where when I tell them, or they find out that I'm a public speaking coach and trainer, they say things like, oh, I'm an awful speaker. I'm a terrible speaker. Oh, I'm the worst speaker in the world. Oh, I'm just no good at that kind of stuff. Or I'm terrified. The list goes on. You can imagine. And what I always say to these people is, if you have any desire to change that, to step into the world of public speaking and to develop your confidence and your skills, to speak in a way that honors your voice, if you have a message to say, then you absolutely can do it. Because remember, you're not a tree. It just takes commitment, discipline, time, focus, preparation, and practice. Remember, repetition is the mother of learning. I would encourage everybody. I think public speaking and presenting, I've written articles. I believe it's the most important skill in the world. Here's why. We can learn processes, systems, technology. We can learn all that stuff relatively easily if we have a certain level of intelligence, but the ability to connect, truly connect emotionally as well as intellectually with the vocal voice, with word, is much more of a challenge. And it's all about personal impact, the impact that we have on ourselves inwardly and the people and the world around us. I say life is a 24-hour conversation. Think about it. We're constantly speaking to somebody. If it's not friends or families, our family, it's a customer or a client, or it could be somebody in a shop, or it could be a stranger at a bus stop. We're always having a conversation with somebody. When we're not physically talking to somebody else, we're talking to ourselves. There's still this dialogue, this conversation going on. And even when that's not happening, we're talking to ourselves in our sleep. We just call it dreaming. So we owe it to ourselves to get good at it. So what I say to people is, if you have any interest, desire to develop your public speaking, communication, presentation skills, go for it. I don't know any speakers that were born with that gift. Everybody had to learn their craft. And it reminds me of, you know, if you think about, if you're like me and you like to travel, imagine this, you're on an airplane, you're on a 737, and you're traveling at, 40,000 feet in the air. 500 miles an hour. Think about that pilot in the cockpit. That pilot didn't just wake up one morning and become a pilot that can fly an airplane. God knows how much those things weigh. With hundreds of passengers anywhere in the world, it didn't just happen. He or she had to train, they had to practice extensively. So you too could do that with your public speaking and presentation skills. Listen to TED Talks. TED Talks, it's a brilliant, it's a vast university of public speakers. They're not all brilliant, but they've all given us something to take, something to learn from. YouTube, go to conferences, go to seminars, tune into webinars, practice, take the opportunity. Because remember, you're not a tree. You can do anything you want. Thank you.